Recording in progress.
Hello, and thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the Struggle, Strength, and Success podcast. I am your host, Prophetess Sharon Thomas. I'm from Durham, North Carolina, and I am so delighted to have you on tonight for another episode. We are excited about what the Lord is doing. Surely the goodness of the Lord is being displayed in the land of the living. But on tonight, we are excited because we have a special guest that's all the way from Texas. Amen. She's a woman of God, a woman of faith, and she is an evangelist. And I'm going to introduce the psalm and present to others none other than Evangelist Kamisha Fulgham, all the way from Dallas, Texas. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for coming on tonight and being a guest on the Struggle, Strength, and Success podcast. We are so excited to have you on tonight. So on tonight, people of God, thank you for tuning in, all of you who have joined us on tonight. Thank you for joining us. So tonight, we're going to be talking about an inward transformation with an outward manifestation, because we know that the transformation happens on the inside. And we know that Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reason of service, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So our mind has to be transformed. So on tonight, we're going to be talking about being transformed inwardly and it manifesting outwardly. So woman of God, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm just excited to have this opportunity with you on your podcast. It's truly a blessing, and I don't take it very lightly. Yes, I am Kamisha. Others know me as Cammy from the Dallas area in Texas. I'm 44, have two boys. I'm a single mother. And I got saved at the age of 20, kind of early. Well, the first time, of course, was 10 years old. But then, you know, you really don't know too much when you're young. So yeah. I got saved for real, at the age of 20. I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. At an early age, I was a soldier on a battlefield for Christ. The Lord used me mightily. Amen. At the age of 20, I was prophesying. I was preaching a little bit. Amen. God used me at a very early age. So I thank God for saving me, for saving a wretched person, for pulling me out of a miry clay. I thank God today for saving me, because I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Hallelujah. I could have been in a crazy home. So I just thank God. Amen. For pulling me out of the miry clay, because he could have left me where I was. But I thank God on today. Amen. Because he did not leave me where I was. But he pulled me, and that was by his grace, and that was by his mercy. So I thank God on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that testimony of God bringing deliverance into your life and changing your life. And you said, pulling you out of the
pulled me out.
Amen. He pulled you out and cleaned you.
Yes,
amen.
He did.
Amen. So tonight we're discussing inward transformation with the outward manifestation. Now, woman of God, I want to ask you a question. What does, when I say transformation, what does that mean to you, to be transformed?
To be transformed. Actually, Romans 12 is my favorite scripture. So that's funny that you said that.
Yes.
That is actually one of my favorite scriptures. That is one of my scriptures that I read almost every single day. Because it speaks volumes to me. You cannot say that you're saved and continue to straddle the fence. You cannot continue to remain the same person. The whole point of becoming a Christian is that you're laying aside the old man. You're letting the old man die. You're letting your flesh die. And mm-hmm. so when you speak of transformation, that's where transformation is. It's because you're letting the old man die, you're dying to self, and you're letting the new man, the woman or the man of Christ, to rise up down on the inside of you. For the word of God says, the people went to the, I'm trying to remember, Ezekiel, when it says these dry bones shall live. Mm-hmm. Amen. So he's commanding the spirit man in you to rise up and to manifest, to be the woman of God and a man of God that you have called and created you to be. So that's where transformation is. Amen. Mm-hmm. It is denying yourself and letting the spirit of God take residence down on the inside of you. And so when you, I'm sorry, when, you know, my voice gets to, it's you okay. know, I'm sorry. So that's what transforming means to me, just becoming a brand new person, Romans 12.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen, woman of God. Amen. Amen. You know, like a tadpole transformed.
Yes.
And yes. It looks nothing like it was before. A butterfly.
Like a butterfly,
a caterpillar
yeah.
go through a mm-hmm. metamorphosis.
Yes.
And it changed and it resembles nothing as it was before. And that's yes. what, you know, even though we look the same on the outside, God transforms mm-hmm. us on the inside. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so, woman of God, can you share your, mm-hmm. you know, because we're talking about transformation. Yes. And so we're trying to get just a little history on you and just mm-hmm. share your lifestyle and your way of living before you experience an inward change.
Yes. Well, I dealt with depression at a early age mm-hmm. in high school, actually, because something happened to me in high school. And so I started dealing with depression and suicide thoughts. Mm-hmm. So the devil was really speaking to me. I had low self-esteem, even though I was raised in church. But, you know, when you talk about depression in a Black community, it's not talked about and which right. it needs to be talked about.
Right.
And it definitely needs to be talked about in the church as well. But I dealt with that. I dealt with, overdosing. I used to also slit my wrist. No one really knew about it. I had wrote a letter to this girl. It was a cheerleader in high school and I knew she was a Christian. So I wrote a letter to her and she gave it to one of the counselors. I've never seen this woman a day in my life. Like I've never seen her. And I guess because her office was like all the way in the back. Well, anyways, so she made an appointment for me. I went to her office. And it's like this woman was actually prophesying to me. She was yes. saying some things about me when I was young. And I'm like, how does woman know this? So she had to be a prophet, too. Because yes. she was saying things about me that don't know. She shouldn't have known that about me. So I knew it was, no, she's something other than a counselor. So, mm-hmm. but anyways, God used to deal with me at an early age. Anyways, he used to speak to me and he used to show me things. And I never spoke of it. I never told my mom or anything like that. I guess because I just thought it was, you know, normal and everybody go through this or whatever. So I just kept it okay. to myself. But at the age of, I think it was 19 is when I started dancing. And I was just doing it just, you know, just for a little money or whatever. I wasn't going to mm-hmm. do it long. So I got involved with that. I got involved with that, but God was still dealing with me. So when I wasn't on stage, I was actually reading my Bible yes. backstage. Me and another girl, we would read our Bible backstage. I knew that may be weird to some people, but it's not weird to God because God mm-hmm. was dealing with me. Mm-hmm. Amen. He was slowly but surely dealing with me and changing me. And so I would do that and I would go home and I remember walking from the bus stop, I was singing church songs, and I don't know why, but I was singing church songs, and I would read my Bible till 3 o'clock in the morning. And remind you, I was a dancer, and I would go home in my apartment and read my Bible till 3 o'clock in the morning, because yes. he was dealing with me, and I couldn't put the Bible down, I couldn't put it down. But, you know, you're raised in church, you know, even when I was dealing with depression, he would always lead me to the book of Psalms. I remember like it was yesterday. I remember I didn't like the sunlight. I would always keep my blinds down because people that are depressed, they don't like sunlight. So I would always keep my blinds down, but I would always go into the word of God, which was Psalms. And so long story short, things had happened. I went through a breakup and other things that was going on. So mm-hmm. I overdosed and I wound up in the hospital. And I remember Holy Spirit visited me in the hospital as well. And he was just showing me that I'm the apple of his eye. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy because he was using a baby to get my attention. And I mm-hmm. love babies. And I could hear the little, you know, pitter-pat on the ground. And I was like, you know, excited to see the baby, but I could never see this baby. And I could hear the baby getting really close to my room, but I could never see this baby. Like, why come I can't see this baby? Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden he said, keep looking, keep looking. And I looked on the wall and I still kind of confused by this a little bit, but it was like a shadow on the wall, I guess, of him. He was like in a white robe and he had two apples in mm-hmm. his hands like this. And when I went to church that Sunday, I got saved, gave my life over to the Lord, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. A prophet came to me and said, God was telling you that you're the apple of his eye. Mm-hmm. And he's confirmed it before. He said it before over and over to me because I've dealt with depression off and on. But I thank God that I know the word of God now. I know how to yes. apply the word of God to my situation, because the Bible says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So devil, mm-hmm. I don't care what you got to say about me. I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm going to believe what my heavenly Father has told me. Amen. Has spoke to me, spoke in my spirit. Never yeah. mind what you got to say, because what you got to say is none valid. It's nord. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't amount to anything, because I'm going to believe what the God has told me that I am. And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So whenever I get weak in certain areas of my life, I just, you know, apply that scripture to my life. I can do all things. I can do this. This mm-hmm. right here, this is easy for me. I can live this life. I can live a holy life. I can live a righteous life. Amen. Because back there, back then, it was no good for me. Amen. Mm-hmm. I could have wound up, like I said, in a ditch somewhere. Who knows? Amen. I remember when I'm kind of getting off topic, but I remember when one of my clients had actually invited me on a vacation to Jamaica, and he said, all I have to do is just press, you know, the send button, and then we're good to go. Mm-hmm. And then my aunt called me. She called me, and I talked to her for a little bit, and then I called him back, and I said, I can't go, because Holy Spirit already told me, you go, you're not coming back. And so I told him, I can't go. He was like, you really going to turn down a trip, you know, a free trip? I said, yeah, I'm going to turn it down. Listen, mm-hmm. I don't have plenty of opportunities to be with basketball players, football players, but if it's not in the will of God, I don't want it. And that's where right. I am today, because I've been in relationships that I shouldn't have been in. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. But I'm at a point in my life, if it's not pleasing to God, if it's not his will, it's not the purpose or plan that he has for my life, for little old me, I don't want it. I just want to please the Lord. I want to smell good in his presence. Amen. Yes. And I want to be happy. I want to live to please him. And that's what I'm all about now.
Yes. Amen, yes, woman of God. So, you know, you kind of touched on the questions I had for you.
I'm sorry.
Amen. It's okay. Because I was going to ask you, you know, we have a past life before God, before we mm-hmm. allowed him to come in and change our right. life. And I was going to ask you, you know, God deals with us to get our attention. You know, he dealt with Saul on the road to Damascus. He dealt with Samuel, you know, when he was calling him and said, Samuel, amen. And he kept running to Eli because he heard an audible voice speaking to him. And then there was Abraham and Jacob. And they had dreams, and Joseph, mm-hmm. he dealt with them in dreams, you know, to get their attention and to mm-hmm. reveal himself to them. So you said that you were, you heard a baby and you didn't see mm-hmm. the baby, but then mm-hmm. you had a vision that the Lord had two mm-hmm. apples. Yeah. And he said that you were the apple of his eye, you know, and mm-hmm. God deal with, you know, everybody different. So, mm-hmm. you know, those of you listening, you may not have the same vision. You may not hear an audible voice, but yeah. God have a specific way that he's going to deal with you. It's a custom-made way that he mm-hmm. would deal with you to get your attention. And also, woman of God, the transformation is a process that usually starts inwardly with the heart. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I wanted to ask you, what tools and or spiritual methods were utilized that aided in your inward transformation?
What I did was the Bible. The Bible is your roadmap. That's your navigation. That's your GPS.
Right.
It has everything that you need. That's your instruction guide. That's your direction. So it was the yes. Bible for me. I was always in the Word when I first got saved. Of course, life has happened. You know, in between time, but you got to get back on track. And so mm-hmm. I find myself getting back on track. Amen. Because the Lord, not too long ago, some months ago, he kept saying, I have need of you. And I was saying, but I'm doing this right now. You know, you calling me right? I mean, I know that I'm called, but are you, yeah. are you sure? Because I'm not, you know, I'm not really doing nothing bad, but, you know, whatever. I have a boyfriend. I had mm-hmm. a boyfriend. So I was like, you sure? He said, I have need of you. He said, them folks out there, they not perfect either. He said, mm-hmm. I have need of you. It's your time. This is your season. You have delayed it for too long. I'm calling you now. So I would just say for someone that that is going through the process and want to know how to get through it, I would say fast. Mm-hmm. Kill your flesh. That flesh has to die out. You have to kill your flesh. You have to die out, whether it's from food, social media, talking on the phone, gossiping with your flesh.
So, woman of God, when you say flesh, what are you referring to? Like, what does that mean?
Yourself. When you say- Uh-huh. Yourself, uh-huh, me, you know, me as an individual. So the spirit man can arise, so I can be changed. So I won't think the way that I used to think or mm-hmm. say certain things, you know, maybe avoid certain things by walking off and not going to certain places mm-hmm. anymore. So I would stay in the word of God right. and I will also take notes as well. I will always take notes so you can refer back to your notes. I still got a book of notes from when I was like in my 20s. Yeah. But I would say get in the word of God and really meditate on the word of God and worship him, put on worship music mm-hmm. and just lay fall straight before the Lord, fall in love with him. Mm-hmm. It's so easy for us to fall in love with a man or woman, but fall in love with the one who woke you up this morning. Fall in the one who makes ways out of no ways for you. Fall in love with him. And so you would do that by worshiping him and thinking about the goodness and the things that he's brought you from. And then just meditating on the word of God as well, which is your, that's your instruction. Like I said, that's your guidance. That's your roadmap mm-hmm. to success, yes. you know, to live this holy life. And take notes, you know, when you're reading your Bible, take notes. You can always, you know, go back to, you know, refer to whatever it is that you're struggling with. I would, have like a prayer closet or a prayer wall and apply scriptures to that and, you know, pray over it. Mm-hmm. This is like my thing. This is what I always tell people. Every time I put something on my prayer wall, it always comes to pass. It never fails to get you a prayer wall, okay. a prayer closet, mm-hmm. because I'm telling you, it works. Apply scriptures to whatever it is that you're praying about and it's going to come to pass.
Yes.
It's going to come to pass.
Yes, and I like what you said about, you know, I just want to reiterate what you said, that the mm-hmm. Bible is our roadmap. That's what we have to compare ourselves to, not compare ourselves to, yeah. you know, another person, how mm-hmm. they handle situations, their yeah. method of operation, but we compare ourselves through the word of God. And when we obey the word of God and read mm-hmm. the scripture and then do what the scripture says, then we will see a transformation in our lives. You know, yeah. we want, like you were saying, we won't do the same things we used to do. We won't have the same response to mm-hmm. how we mm-hmm. used to respond. Now we're responding different. We're responding how the word of God tells us to respond. And it's not always yeah. easy because yeah. we're still right. human. Like you said, yeah. we're still living in these fleshly bodies, but yet, yeah. we have the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us that will navigate us through life and be our guide and, you know, yes. try to intervene, you know, speaking to us and guiding us with his word, intervening mm-hmm. that when we would do something, then the Holy Spirit will intervene and give yes. us the scripture. Mm-hmm. And then it'll, you know, we can either obey the scripture or not yeah. obey. And so, you know, that's a part of transformation, being transformed, you know, because when people look at us, you know, you may tell somebody your testimony, they say, what? I can't believe that about you. I can't see that. That's the total transformation.
Yes. Amen. Yes. 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 And I thank God for that.
Yes. When somebody could look at somebody in your past or somebody, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes people in your past, they try to say, oh, you ain't changed. But people that yeah. you meet and you give them your testimony and say, hey, this how I was. They'd be like, what? Mm-hmm. I cannot believe that. You were really mm-hmm. like that? I just can't see it. And yeah. that is, you know, when you know for surety that you have been changed. But we don't, you know, be validated by the people. But at the same time, you know, they are a witness of what God have done in our life. And that transformation is just, you know, something. We look the same on the outside, but yet the heart, it's the heart that have been transformed. So woman of God, you know, I heard you say about, you know, living a holy life. You know, can you kind of explain that about living a holy life?
Living a holy life. Yes, living a holy life means not going in places that you shouldn't go anymore. So not doing certain things that you shouldn't be doing anymore. You know, just like being in like certain relationships or being in certain friends of God say, you know, let a person go. You got to let them go. Mm-hmm. And if you don't let them go, he'll make them let you go.
Amen.
Certain situations like that. So that's what it's all about. It's just being in his will and his plan and purpose for your life. And if it's not in his will, then you got to let it go, because you would be outside of his will. You'll be being disobedient. I don't want to be disobedient. I want to be in his will. So, you know, being holy, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, if God say, like, I want you to come out of this, come out of that, and you got to be obedient. You may not think there's anything wrong with it, but God may, you know, God may say, well, that's killing, you know, that's killing who you are. You know, that's too much. You know, it's taken away from my glory. Well, then you got to do it. You know, whatever that or this may be, you know, everybody is different. So you can't go to the same places that you used to go. You can't hang out with the same friends. And sometimes you may look at it like, why come they not inviting me? Well, they not inviting you because y'all are walking on two different paths now. So that's why you're not invited anymore.
Right.
So be thankful for that. Y'all be thankful that you didn't get invited, because you're not on that path anymore.
Yes.
You're on another path.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's what being holy means. It's just following him, his direction, and his guidance, and listening to his voice, because he will direct you if you listen to his voice. And it's not always easy. This path is not always easy, but if you deny your flesh every day, he will give you the strength to live a holy life and to live a righteous life. Because this ain't easy over here. This ain't always, it's not for the weak. But you can do it.
You can. Yes, you can. You know, because we should be a reflection of Christ, our character. That's right. And sometimes we're not always, but our character should be a reflection of Christ. And we should, you know, go to the word and measure ourselves by the word of God and say, hey, I'm missing the mark right here. I need to come up. Hey, and the only way you can know is if you read it. And, you know, and the scripture do tell us in Colossians 3 to pull off some things. We got to put off anger, put off, you know, all of these things. And then we put on holiness and put on righteousness. So we got to take some things off and then put some things on, you know, take off the worldly things.
Yes,
you know,
Lord Jesus.
The worldly, the way we handle situations.
Yes, God.
You know, people trying to give us advice using the worldly system. But we have to put on the word of God, because what they saying sometimes don't line up with the word of God. So, you know, that's all a part of being transformed. We're not doing the same things we used to do. You know, and so just looking at your life, woman of God, how the Lord have transformed your life, and how your past, how you used to be in the past, and now looking at what God is doing for you, that's really a total transformation. I call it a butterfly effect. Because when somebody look at your life and say, oh man, I remember how she used to be, but look at her now. Look what the Lord is doing in her life now. If the Lord did it for her, I know he can do it for me.
Yeah.
So woman of God, what would you tell somebody that's like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I've been trying, I've been struggling, I fell down, I got up, I fell, and I'm just trying to, you know, be who God called me to be. What would you tell that person on tonight?
I would tell that person to say yes anyway. You're not perfect, and you don't have to be perfect coming on over here, because he's the one that's going to be the transformation and the manifestation. You can't change yourself. Only God can change you.
That's right.
A lot of people say, let me get right first. How are you going to get right? You're not God. You have to let
I said it too.
Just, yeah,
I
just come on over here. what is that saying that people say? Oh my gosh, what is that saying? Come as you are. He's not talking about your clothes.
Yes.
Ooh, I feel like preaching. I'm trying to, you know, it's your show. It's your show. I'm not trying to preach, but come as you are. He's not talking about your clothes. He's talking about you with the individual as yourself. Because you can't get yourself together. You can't get yourself right. You can't fix yourself. You can't adjust yourself. Only he can do that. He's God alone, and he don't need nobody to take his place. Glory be unto God. So he's the only one that can change and can rearrange you. Glory to God. So if you just say yes to his will, the scripture says he doesn't hear a sinner's prayer, but he hears a sincere prayer. So if you're sincere in your heart about changing, about becoming a better person, continue to pray, and he'll continue to hear you out. And then in due process and due time, he will change you. Just continue to pray. Don't give up on him, and don't give up on yourself. He will change you in due time. So I would say just say yes anyway, anyhow. It don't matter where you are in life. Just say yes. Continue to say yes on a daily basis and watch him transform you. Get around some other believers, other Christians that can push you into your destiny. Don't hang out with the same crowd. Don't hang out with the same people that ain't doing nothing with themselves. Amen. Not trying to judge, but only speaking facts that's in the world. Amen. Because it's not going to push you to here and from there. It's not going to push you to your purpose. Hang out with some believers that will push you to your purpose.
Yes. So you hear what she said. You know, you got to separate yourself
from
the old crowd. And you have to listen at the voice of God and be around some people, some strong people in the Lord that will help, you know, catapult you into your purpose, into your destiny, that you can walk in your destiny. Because as she was saying, don't hang around the same crowd, because they will have you going the way that you were trying to come from. So she says, stay around the saints, stay around the people of God, and they will help you. And and I know that if you were to reach out to her, she will help you, you know, get over that hurdle in your life and pray with you and give you a word to encourage you like she's doing tonight. And so we thank you, woman of God, for just encouraging us on tonight that we can be transformed.
Amen.
And so, woman of God, is there anything that you would like to say to the people on tonight?
Just stay strong and just keep believing in God. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope in who he is. He is an all-powerful God, an all-knowing God. There is no other way. There is no other way. Amen. He's the only one and true living God. So continue to stand on him. Whatever it is that he's telling you to do, do. You cannot wait to get perfect. You cannot perfect yourself. Not in that way. Anyways, only God can do it. Only God can make those adjustments. Only he can transform you into that beautiful butterfly that you are called to be. So stand strong in the Lord and don't lose hope. Stand on the scripture, Romans 12. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, transform your life. Do not be transformed by your own thoughts, because our thoughts are not his thoughts and his ways are not our thoughts, but you have to be transformed and renewed by, you know, by him, by his thoughts and his mind. So I would say stand on that scripture and just keep believing in God. Amen. You do have purpose. You do have purpose in this life. Everybody is called in ministry. And just keep standing on that. Keep hope alive. Do not stop praying. Do not stop praying. That is your weapon. So keep praying and keep believing, because he does hear sincere prayer.
Yes. Amen. She said, keep praying, keep believing, don't lose hope. Amen. And she is an example of what God can do. She's in a reflection of what God can do for you and do for us. So we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to evict that old thinking and allow the word of God to take residence in our heart and in our minds. And so we thank the Lord for this woman of God on tonight. And we thank the Lord for Evangelist Sharon Mack. She's an author and entrepreneur. God bless you, Evangelist. Tamara Mitchell. I'm sorry, maybe pronouncing your name wrong.
Pastor Mitchell.
Yolanda Jackson Laws, Evangelist Tanya Nickerson, Gerald, Denise Ramsey, Karen, Pastor Karen Bryant, Charles Nelson, Sister Angela Whitehead, Desiree Fields. God bless you. God bless you all.
Amen.
And God bless you all for tuning in. So, woman of God, before we close out, I'm going to ask if you could just say a short prayer for us on tonight, and we will close out.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, for who you are, God. You are God Almighty, Lord Jesus. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the great I am, Lord Jesus. There is no other God, Father God, but you. God, you are the true and living God. And Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for being a forgiving God, for being a faithful God, because we know, Lord Jesus, there are others that have left us, God. But Lord Jesus, we thank you because you are faithful, God, Lord Jesus. You are faithful. You are faithful to the end. Lord Jesus, we just want to give you all the praise. Lord, we ask that you will come in and strengthen us in areas where we are weak and where we are torn down, Lord Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you will begin to build us up in the Holy Ghost, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you renew our minds. I begin to speak Romans 12 and 1 over our minds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, strengthen our minds, regulate our minds, Father God, renew our minds in you, oh God, to walk upright, to live right, Lord Jesus. Give us the mind and the spirit to walk upright, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to deal with us in the wee hours of the night. Father God, wrap your loving arms around us, God, and help us to remember that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. In the mighty name of Jesus, know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I come against depression. I come against suicide. I come against anger in the name of Jesus. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace in the middle of your situation. Peace in the middle of your issues. He is your peace. Glory be unto God. He is your peace on tonight. He is your peace. He is your peace. Glory be unto God. He is your way maker. Hallelujah. He is your provider. My God. Hallelujah, God. He has everything that you need. Everything that you need, it relies down on the inside of him. My God. So all you have to do, glory be unto God, is begin to praise him, even though you don't have it. Amen. But we are claiming in the name of Jesus that he has everything that you need. Start claiming it now in the name of Jesus. Know that he is your rock. He is your fortress. Hallelujah. He is your strong tower in the midnight hour. And yes, Lord, we just want to thank you, Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us another day to give you praises and honor. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We reverence your name, for you are the great I am. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, woman of God, for that prayer and for your testimony and for sharing how the Lord delivered you, transformed you, and changed your life. Amen. And now you're reaching back to others to help pull them up to where you are, knowing that the Lord can deliver, heal, set free, and definitely transform our lives, because we don't look like what we've been through and we are not who we were, but we are who we are by the grace of God and by his God. Mercy that he display every day in our lives. So God bless you, and God bless you, Tamara, to all of you that tuned in and joined us on tonight. God bless you. We thank the Lord for you. Surely the Lord is doing a great thing. And you know what? It's not over. Amen. So we're going to keep going forward until our prayers are manifested, until the promises are manifested, until we see the lives of our families and friends be transformed, woman of God. So, amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Thank you so much.
Kamisha Fulgham, God bless you. And God bless you all. And thank you all again for tuning in to another episode of the Struggle, Strength, and Success podcast. Please do have a great night in the kingdom of God. God bless you.